You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Unfortunate thing that happened, the limited amount of people, they came out of Mitzrayim. And there's a quote that says, Hamushim. And we learn from here, Hamushim, only 20% came out. So what happened to the rest of 80%? We lost them in 6 days after darkness. So now here, in Haggadah, we learn that Am Yisrael, they were in depth of 49 gates of impurity. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. So now, the 20% that came out, which part of this redemption were?
The one they were except from themselves to go to Yerushalayim.
Understand, but this 20%, they were included in these 49 gates of impurity?
Yes.
So now what's the difference between the 20% and the 80%? Right, so what does that mean? Yeah.
They wanted to go out. Even though they had things in Egypt, they wanted to go out.
So there's a powerful message here, and that is that 80% we lost because they were not able to come out. They didn't have the inner strength to come out. They didn't want to face the new environment. So now here we learn a very interesting thing, that to be depth in 49 gates of impurity is not as bad as that somebody, he doesn't want to save himself. Make sense?
That means you, if you accept a new situation, you are over the 49 from on yourself.
That's very scary.
Yeah.
So that means...
Why?
Sorry?
No, it's not because if you accept to change, then the tumah goes away.
No, it's scary that you don't want to face the new environment.
That's true.
You don't want to get out of whatever that you put yourself in. So that means 49 gates of impurity, as the Haggadah is informing us, if they would delay in a short timing, there was no hope for them. So that means they had another gate to be vanished, because there are only 50. But here we see an interesting thing. That even though that they were depth in 49 gates of impurity, this 20% came out. But the 80%, because they didn't want to come out, they didn't want to save themselves. They didn't want to say, you know, it's enough, you know, I'm going to go out. So be lost those. And it's an unbelievable thing. That means it could be in such a depth of impurity and have the option of to save yourself compared to somebody that he just pushes back and doesn't want to make a move, doesn't want to start a new page, and he's gone. There's a very interesting story about the Rambam Zatzal. As you know, he was in the personal physician of the king of Egypt. So obviously you have a Yehudi that works in the palace, so you have lots of tension there. So people went against him and said a terrible thing about Rambam, especially the head of the doctors in Egypt. So the king came about a solution. So you have to pick one of you as my personal physician. I suggest you both drink poison and see who can be able to save himself. So now The other one gives a glass of some liquid and mixed with poison, gives it to Rambam. He drinks it. And then, obviously, he knew what to do. And then he was cured and he saved himself. So now Rambam gives a glass of some type of liquid to the other doctor. So now he drinks it and he sees, nothing happened. There's no change in his system. So he goes home, says, these Jews, they're very smart. Maybe the way he mix the poison that it becomes effective, like let's say I eat bread or fruit. So it says, no, nothing's happening. So he says, maybe the way he mixed it up is going to be effective in a couple of days, another week. So then he keeps getting worried. And then he falls down and he was dead. So obviously, who becomes the personal doctor of the king of Egypt? Rambam Zatzal. So the king asked Rambam, so what did you give him? He said, just a glass of water. Glass of water. Glass of water? But he's dead. So yeah, because, I know that he has the expertise to be able to save himself from poison. But from being worried, he cannot save himself. So he died from being
worried.
So what do you learn from here?
Worrying kills you.
Worrying is even worse than poison. Worse than poison. That means you're able to save yourself from poison, but keep worrying, even worse than poison. So here we see the 20%, they were in the depth of 49 gates of impurity. They were saved. But the 80% that they were worried, what's going to happen, and they didn't have the courage to come out, they were gone. 80%. You know what Am Yisrael could be? Have we had this 80%? They were all gone. And that's what exactly the beautiful message here is. That Chas V'Shalom, don't let super poison in your system. That is worrying. And then Chas V'Shalom, you're habited with this poison. Then you become worryholic. You keep worrying. Hashem Zakeno with a peace of mind.
Amen.
And Lev Sameach Bezrat Hashem. And joy of happiness.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.